When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show, the world's number one radio talk show on homeopathy, coming to you on the UK Health Radio Network. And of course, I'm your host and producer, Atiq Ahmadbhatti. Now, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Ramona Popescu to the show today. Ramona is a homeopath and teaches alongside providing pastoral support at the Golden Spiral International School of Homeopathy, which is based in the UK. Woohoo! Exciting times ahead indeed. So, Ramona, my dear friend, it's absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. What a great honour indeed. Welcome.
Oh, Atiq, the honour is all mine. And I'm so grateful for your invitation. And thank you very much for your kind introduction.
Oh, it's, no problem at all. How have you been? How's things?
Oh, busy, good busy. For the first time in my life, I feel like I have to strike a balance between clinic and teaching, which is amazing to see. It's pushing me to be the best I can in both directions, actually. And it's a humbling experience equally.
You know, it's really interesting, isn't it, that when we're homeopaths, we're very focused on patients, we're very focused on teaching patients as well, because a lot of the work we do is very much to do with empowering patients with the knowledge of disease, you know, what that process is and how homeopathy fits into that equation of being sick and, you know, where the healing takes place. But equally interesting is when you go into teaching, it's a very different world, but it's so, just like obviously treating patients, but it's so rewarding, isn't it? It's absolutely brilliant. And the buzz that you get after holding a teaching session and the questions that people ask, and it really leaves a really nice feeling, doesn't it?
It is remarkable. And what I've discovered initially, because obviously I've been in practice for 4.5 years before actually I was kindly invited to teach. And it's such, as I said before, it's such a humbling experience. But also what I've discovered, actually, just because we're teaching doesn't mean that we're not learning. It's an amazing discovery that actually while you're teaching, you're actually learning equally at the same time. Because when you're teaching, you're preparing the material from various sources, and it gives you the chance, the unique chance to explore the material, that in this case the remedies, from a fuller perspective. Because when you learn about remedies with the idea of using them in your own experience, in your own clinic, you can easily become slightly superficial, like you only touch the very symptoms that you need at a specific time for the specific case. But when you actually need to teach a remedy, you need to put yourself fully into that perspective, and you learn a lot. You've learned actually what you haven't touched as a student. So it's remarkable, and it's a full all-around experience. And question asked about the relevant lectures are attributed to the actual students themselves, of which I'm so proud. They're an amazing collective of amazing souls, and they're so ahead of so many aspects that actually we're preparing at the moment. So they're kind of building us up as well and pushing us to be the best we can as tutors as well. So it's an extraordinary experience to teach, at least at the Golden Spiral. This I can only speak of my school.
You've said something so beautiful. I absolutely love it. And not many people actually say this, which is the fact that when we do teach, we do learn. It's so true, and it's so nice to be real about it, because there are certain things people don't touch upon, but it's so true. When I teach, I learn so much because of exactly what you've said, because of the fact of the sources and the fact you really have to pay attention, right? You need to know what you're talking about. But you don't have to force yourself to learn, because it just happens as part of that process. But it's so wonderful, isn't it? It's like that enlightening moment where you're buzzing, aren't you, with that subject, and you can't wait for people to ask you questions on it because you know it. And it's such a nice feeling, isn't
It is exhilarating. And
it?
throughout my teaching, I've actually discovered that I love teaching in 2020. It's for the backstory. It was during the lockdown, and this is just a small introduction of how I actually managed to manifest, to attract the energy of actually stepping into a teaching position. It was during those times where people depended very much on the NHS in the UK, here where I reside. And being a homeopath, a freshly graduate homeopath, I might add, it just pushed me. And I thought to myself, I need to do something. I need to do something about this, because people depend on NHS, and NHS services are so backlogged and overwhelmed beyond their own, admitting. So, together with three or four other homeopaths, we sat down, we brainstormed, and we put together a course, a first aid course for the community. And PowerPoint, I fired up my laptop and I put all the relevant remedies. I think we had about 15 to 17 first aid remedies, and beautifully pictographically represented. I spent about 2 weeks making that whole presentation. Went to bed about 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning, but gladly so. I didn't feel any tiredness. This is the thing, when you love something and you are fueled by that mission, your body can cope. Your mind is fueling your body with that resilience. So I managed to put together with my colleagues an amazing first aid course that yielded three. I think we held it three, 2 to 3 times, within limitations that we are allowed at the time. I remember the idea that we had to smuggle a few elements in to make sure that people are introduced to homeopathy in the most authentic way, meant that we had to go by what was directed at the time, and it wasn't easy. And we took chances at times, but the idea behind what we're trying to achieve kind of gave us the courage. And during the presentations for the remedies, instead of holding up the notes, as we had like booklets, we spent so much time like printing out like actual booklets. And at the end of the course, it was like over 10 hours almost, with one lunch break, and we just took turns. We're presenting remedies. I realized I didn't need my notes. I just clicked enter on my presentation on my laptop, connected to a huge screen, and we at some point had about 30 plus people in the room, and they shared desks and chairs and notes and everything else. It was such a vibrant atmosphere, a collective united in spirit, in empowering themselves. It's what it is to walk into homeopathy, and this is when I feel like homeopathy and the energy behind it changed and started shifting for me. Because when I graduated, we had very difficult times in actually speaking certain words such as cure. We have been heavily cautioned about, publicly going out and saying these kind of, statements, right? Like curing and, in relation to certain aspects, health-wise. And I realized that I didn't need my notes. I didn't need my booklet. I didn't, and I spoke whilst walking through the actual rows of tables and connecting with each and one of my community friends. I didn't consider them at the time students, because it was just a workshop in my mind. But my heart was filled with such love and such, I felt for the first time in my life like, yes, I am a fresh graduate. I'm a homeopath, so proudly. But I think this is something that I'd love to do. I didn't concern myself with the how and the whys and when and everything else. And this was my first introduction into doing something for my community. And I discovered that I absolutely love connecting, because teaching is about connection. We learn something extraordinary, especially when it comes to homeopathy. But that knowledge is not to be sat on. It's meant to be spread in me it's meant to be imparted with utmost love and respect for our forefathers. And this is exactly what I've managed and ended up doing. And looking back now in hindsight, I realized that probably I was ready before my time, in stepping into this teaching mindset. And little did I know, actually, that I'll end up doing it officially. And my amazing colleague and friend, Denise Apollon Matic, just stepped up and said, "Would you like to teach in my school?" I was like, "Me? Are you sure? Oh, would I be good enough? Would I be like,
I know
okay, my
that
God?"
feeling very well.
And now try and stop me. I can't have enough of it. It's just remarkable. So yeah, this is pretty much in short introduction, my understanding and my journey with teaching.
You know what's really, staying on this subject, what's really beautiful about teaching itself is the fact that, and again, you've just mentioned it, is it's a community. Now, as homeopathy, we are serving humanity. So that means
Absolutely.
our intentions are pure. Yeah, it's never about money in homeopathy. Everybody knows that. Everyone who's a homeopath certainly knows that, right? So it just leaves you with that core, which is to do with serving humanity, helping others. Now, when you are in a room of 30 students, let's say, or 30 homeopaths, because you share that service to humanity and that intention of helping others, the energy that's created is extremely calming and extremely positive because there's no panic. We're not talking about saving lives immediately. We're talking about what can we do to help others? And what can we do? We can improve our knowledge on how different remedies have different signatures to health and how we apply that to those who are sadly sick or suffering. I mean, the grand scheme of things, we all suffer. We all get sick, right? Just before the show, we were saying, our throats are playing up a bit. So it's just part of being human. But that vibe and that beautiful energy, because you can feel it, you can feel that energy in a room, correct? And it's
Absolutely.
so beautiful, isn't it? You really can't beat that because everybody is like-minded. Literally, everybody is like-minded. The goal is to learn so that you can then take that knowledge and apply it to somebody who is feeling poorly and help them. I mean, it's the
Absolutely.
best thing in the world.
Absolutely. And if I may, through my experience, I've noticed something beautiful. You don't even have to sort of think of a certain remedy, but your energy and your own presence, if you come from a, like you say, a very good place, heart-centered place, those who need that energy from you will also share it. Because energy obviously circulates and radiates and has all that it needs to it. But the energy that's in, a collective of homeopaths or students that are like-minded, it's always transformative. Even when you don't realize it in the moment, when you go home, you're still buzzing. You're still riding that energetic wave, and it unfolds and unpacks for the weeks to come, and you find yourself shifting vibrationally. You find yourself no longer resonating with old stories that you thought at that time pliable to you. You thought up until that time true about yourself is transformative. So absolutely, just by discussing remedies, and this is I'm feel free to correct me, but I'm not sure if you've noticed when you teach about remedy, you find parts of that remedy, signatures that resonate with you, and you find yourself very much in that remedy, and to the point where I don't know, I was like I was teaching like a podium, and I started like, oh, I recognize so much of myself in this remedy. And then after that, shortly, I've recorded silica. And I thought, how strange, because I also resonate and I see myself in silica quite a lot. Probably you'll be able to at some point confirm or infirm this. But, and I thought, how very strange. And I sort of concocted in my mind a combination of the two, and I named it, and we laughed about it, myself and my colleagues, like Silipodium. What if we?
Interesting name.
So I
I
think, I
like
mean,
that.
I'm not sure if I'm the first one coining the term of silipodium, but I've even looked into club moss and their, structure, like need for silica crystals in the way of development. And oh, obviously it's the horsetail mainly that is presenting most of and the silica content, but I've looked into it because it's by no mistake or no accident that these kind of thoughts come to us, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, silipodium. I might be a silipodium. Anyway,
Yeah, well,
so.
look, it's two mindsets when there's nothing wrong with fusing two mindsets together, because we all
Yeah.
have, as Jan Scholten quite nicely puts it, or aptly, different personality layers, right? So it's
Yes.
layer upon layer. So why not? Absolutely. And who knows that? Not everybody has the answer, but we from within certainly have that answer. I agree with what you're saying. I think it's wonderful.
The station that makes you feel good.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And but it also goes down to another thing, isn't it? Because homeopathy changes the way that we think and the way that we live. And you know what I found? It actually helps to soften the heart. And that's really, really important in life. You know, to have a hard heart means life can become a struggle. To have a soft heart means that life can be very beautifully balanced. And if you're fortunate enough, it can be pretty much perfect as well, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's all because of homeopathy, because we're open as homeopaths, we're receptive. The empathy and the compassion develop over time as you see more and more people, as you help more and more people. And then the icing on the cake is when that little spark comes in during a consultation or thinking about somebody in the mind, and then you think, I'm just thinking nonsense. And after a few weeks, that spark carries an emotion with it, and you feel it in the heart, like energy attracts, right? And then you start going by that, and you think, hang on, maybe I should do what my heart's saying, you know? And it works. And then it starts to build up. And oh my, what a wonderful box opens up after that, hey?
Yes. I've been blessed enough to witness the transformation in many cases. And what I can say, my personal view on homeopathy and what it represents is God's gift on earth, God's gift to humanity. And when you think you come to see a homeopath because you've been suffering, say, for 10 years with a migraine, and this is your actually pet symptom that you look into, and this is all you want transformed and gotten rid of. Actually, you realize after a couple of months working with a homeopath that homeopathy will always, if you're receptive, that is, will always put you in touch with your spiritual side. And that hard-heartedness that you have mentioned transforms into wholeheartedness, centeredness, representing you. It's because of the nature of homeopathy, the holistic aspect of combining, joining, unifying mind, spirit with the physical side. And it's transformative, to say the least. I mean, for me, it became my lifeline throughout my studentship at CHE. I've completed a 4-year study. And to me, those are the best 4 years of my life. And I had to travel for quite a while. I live all the way in southern shores in East Sussex. And for me to be in London the whole weekend, I had to drive, I had to take train and then tube. So it was quite a lengthy journey for me. And throughout the weekend as well, going back home and so everything else. But ask me if I once regretted or I felt like I was fed up with it. Not a second throughout the 4 years. And rarely was I ever sick or missing any lecture. So I was like up front and center, present, enjoying. I remember showing up once with a terrible cough. And Hilary and Dorian, I absolutely love Hilary and Dorian, was having a lecture with us. And she asked me, should you be here, darling? And I almost cried. I said, yes, because you're here. I want to be here because you're here. So it was absolute passion throughout my 4 years, best 4 years of my life. And and the amount of passion that we put in everything that we do in life, if it comes from a heart, will absolutely allay and any potential difficulties and limitations that we may encounter. I remember in 2016, I think I was traveling, we had an awful storm. I had to literally slalom through branches, broken branches and bins everywhere on my way to the actual train station in Ashford. So it was something that no storm could ever keep me away from. This is my story, and this is the level of commitment that I had towards studying homeopathy and becoming a homeopath. It's transformative.
You touched upon something again. I'm really enjoying this conversation. Homeopathy, I always say, is God's gift to humanity. But I always add to that homeopathy itself is an abundance of good, but it's also an abundance for good. because the abundance is there. There are, for want of a better word, cures everywhere, natural cures which cannot be patented because they're nature's gift. And when you take them, it gives us the opportunity, because it gives us this abundance, to do good. I mean, wow, you know, wow. Isn't that just heaven on earth?
It is indeed. We're so blessed.
Yeah, from a holistic point of view, that's heaven, isn't it?
It is. And we can see this on a daily basis, whether we practice it or... It's a modus vivendi. I think it's a lifestyle, homeopathy. It is a responsibility at the same time, homeopathy, because we as homeopaths, I'm not sure if it's your case, but I do believe that it is. It may very well be your case as well. We as homeopaths are also stepping into educators, the educating realm, because many of our patients, well, we are allowed to say patients because in the UK, probably in other countries, we're supposed to refer to them as clients. But I prefer, the terminology of patient.
They're patients.
Yes.
They always will be.
Absolutely. This is me. Anyway, they step into a realm of self-knowledge without even realizing. And I believe the key in any healing journey, regardless of how you practice as a homeopath, where you come from, and what's your, you know, point, your strong point in practice, what's your core practice. I believe that awareness in itself is the key to any healing journey, any healing success, I would say. Because up until the moment where you have no idea why certain aspects of your health are not exactly up to par, and your vital force is playing up slightly through the usual symptoms, unless there's awareness behind those symptoms themselves, it's my opinion again, how can you ever hope to reach to that stage where you say you have that aha moment? Like, aha, that's why I've been developing these bronchopulmonary infections, because I've had almost all my life an issue with grief. So until you actually join the dots in your clinic and help work with your patients is to raise awareness that lungs as organs in the human body are heavily linked with the emotion of grief. Is there any hope for that patient to become healed fully unless there's awareness of the actual cause, the root cause of what, you know, what we have to deal with in terms of bronchopulmonary infections? So,
you know, that's that's very fascinating, because yesterday I was talking to somebody, and they started off saying, I have a visual disturbance, and then they moved to some other things. Now, it's interesting how intuition works, because my immediate thought was, they've seen things that they don't want to see, that they didn't want to see, affected the eyes. And she said one other sentence, and I said, I know what's wrong with you. And I told her. So we spoke for an hour, and every single paragraph led back to the same thing. And it was all to do with loss, fear of loss, actual loss, fear of loss, not wanting to see that loss, not wanting to possibly have to see that loss. And that process is so empowering for the patient, because you can explain to them that this is what's happened, exactly what you've just said, grief, Natmior, for example, Ignatia, whatever, you know. You can explain to them, this is the journey. Every disease has a journey. And within that journey, you have something called an epileptoid crisis, which is the peak. And then it starts to gently calm down. And that's the healing phase, the last part of the healing phase, you know. Now, the reason I'm saying this It's so important, isn't it, for patients? Like in winter months, we know there's a flu bug going around, and it's been quite bad in the UK over the recent months. But if you explain to the patient what the process is of the disease and what's going to happen at the end, they're empowered. So the fear, certainly maybe not the first time, but second time it happens, third time, will be reduced. There is no panic. There is no necessarily calling the GP first thing or running to A&E in a hospital. It's like, oh, hang on, this I know. So this has started. Here's the first few sneezes, followed by shivers, maybe lethargy, headache. Excuse me. I know what we're going to do here. I know what remedies to use. And I know, come what may, it's still going to take a minimum of 5 days to get through this process with homeopathy. Yeah? And that's it. That's peace. Isn't that peace of mind? Because you then know what's going to happen. You know the process. And if you know the process, you're confident. If you're confident, I know this is going to sound odd, maybe some people, but the remedies work even better because confidence is energy, right? What else is confidence? How does it happen? We can't. Absolutely. It's not tangible. How do you feel? We feel confidence. What is that? What does that even mean? Right?
Absolutely.
It's energy, isn't it? It's vital force, right? Anyway, I digress.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. No, I couldn't agree more. And one of the most feared elements that I meet in my clinic is actually fever. So I spend quite some time, especially with mothers, because I remember myself being in the same position years back when I used to panic at the idea of my child running high fevers. And now I say, have a party. That's amazing news. They look at me like, I'm clearly bonkers. You're right. I said, no, I'm not statistical by nature, I'm telling you. And I spent probably 10 minutes explaining what actually fevers are and the reason actually for us to celebrate, but also within, you know, limits. And sometimes we need to send them to read certain paragraphs and within the, the NHS website themselves where they say the fevers. Yeah. So I forgot the acronym for that.
I think it's the portal, isn't it? Yeah, I know the
Yes,
one.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, as homeopaths, we need to keep a balance between what is and isn't appropriate regarding giving advice about fevers out there, because it's all an individual case. But generally speaking, when we come from a very strong vital force and it's an acute, and you have a first aid homeopathic kit in your home, then you're blessed in so many respects, because you're not going to end up suppressing. You're not going to end up creating that vicious circle where chronicity can settle in. So that's amazing. And I have my beautiful friend, Lisa Strabach. She says that if every home would have a homeopathic kit, first aid homeopathic kit in their home, we would be looking at a completely different health society-wise. And truer words have never been spoken. Absolutely. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, same. Same. Yeah. Lisa's going to be on the show soon, by the way.
Fantastic. Yeah, oh, you'll enjoy.
Looking forward to that. But yeah, you're so right. And it's, I'll give you another example. Well, not you, the listeners, I should say. The family member had a headache and it was going on for some time. They finally told me that they had a headache and top of the head, you know, left side. And it was like a pounding headache, not belladonna, but it's a pounding headache. And it's funny how this empowerment happens, and this is possible. I'm not talking about years and years. This happens once you start using a homeopathic kit at home. It just happens. I can't explain why, but as you read up more and as you use remedies, you just know it pops into your head. Now, any other person would have said, oh my God, this is really bad. This is really serious. Let's call 9. I always say 911 because I have so many guests from the US. 999 in the UK, okay? I do prefer 911. Anyway, personal preferences, eh? So you either call that or you go to A&E, you panic. You know, what we're going to do? Oh, is it paracetamol? Will ibuprofen help? Would this help? Would that? What's painkillers? Blah, blah, blah. And it just hit me that it was phosphorus. And it was, you know, in a potency. And I gave phosphorus and within, 20 minutes, 95% gone.
Yeah, relieved.
Now imagine if I didn't know that and I was just like, you know, just a regular Joe Bloggs worrying, panicking. Oh my God, what's happened? What are we going to do? Which avenues? Running to the pharmacy, running here. And what I mean by that is, homeopathy is such a fantastic system that it relieves the conventional system of medicine so that they can actually look after the more serious critical cases, right? So these everyday things, because we know in the UK, I'm of course based in the UK as well, every year the NHS does say, please don't turn up at A&E if you have a cold or a cough or a fever, because they're overwhelmed. Now, yes. If everybody was empowered with a kit at home, for example, well, you're helping them, aren't you? What else are you doing? You're helping them. You're helping the patient. You're removing all the time, all the negative energy that breeds as a result of worry and fear and panic of not knowing. And life is so smooth.
Yes.
And yet, people still want to go down the hard route. I don't get it.
We will get there. We will get there. I have like a strong conviction that we will, and homeopathy is shifting as we speak. This is what I truly feel. Like between the times when I graduated and now, the shift of homeopathy is remarkable. It's on everybody's lips more or less, and then more people start to understand the actual dynamic, the idea of what homeopathy, and we come up, and this is a tribute to us as a community, international community, whether we study it and we fresh at it, where we've been long-standing homeopaths out there, the work, the really good work, and this is obviously with you in mind and so many others who have like podcasts, and they come from a very informative background themselves, like yourself. It's working, and it's finally taking its place out there as it should rightfully be. And I see this shift and I feel it. It's not just what we see, it's what we feel, and it propagates more and more and more. And I think it comes from our being united in spirit as to what we need to achieve, awareness that actually healing doesn't need to be suffering, doesn't need to be bloodletting, doesn't need to be, you know, all these unnecessary overwhelming, actually, procedures that actually keep doctors busy from actually what they can do in other cases. So we need to be empowered, like realize that we're already empowered, because no one else empowers us. It's just an awareness that actually you have had the power all along. You just need to be aware of it and be able to make use of it the best way possible, and having a kit and being able to read that mini pamphlet, that mini Materia Medica that comes with it, and empower yourself with that knowledge, because knowledge is indeed power. It just, first of all, when you need to treat your children for acutes, this is the best and most beautiful way you can see homeopathy in action in acute cases. I can't shut up about it. It's like I've been homeopath for, well, I don't know, 4.5 years now, and I'm still, although I know it works, I still have that gasp moment, like, yes, of course it works. Yeah. And it's just exhilarating. It's absolutely exhilarating to see it in action.
It makes me laugh. You're right. The buzz is just brilliant, isn't it? You can't beat that buzz. But it's interesting, though, isn't it? On one side, we use Wi-Fi to charge our phones, right? Phone charging. You know where I'm heading with this, right? And, yes. You know, everything can be powered with Wi-Fi, right? Even the car is connected. You have now the cars can be connected to the net. Where is the signal coming from, right? But as soon as you mention vibration and frequency, it's like, no, what are you talking about, airy-fairy? And you think, well, hang on a minute. But it's almost like two separate worlds, isn't it? When it's actually the same world. It's absolutely the same world. Maybe it's just a matter of perception.
Can I just say something?
Yes, absolutely.
I actually love the idea of resistance. Do you know why? Because it shows that there's something inside that is triggered. Because, you know, unless we feel triggered, there wouldn't be any resistance. So us talking about homeopathy and comparing it with a Wi-Fi signal, which, by the way, you can't see, but you accept so readily. Yeah?
Yeah,
absolutely. You see the effects of Wi-Fi because your phone is working, because your laptop is fired up and you have access to Google and you can Google. However, when it comes to homeopathy, you have that effect, like, and that's resistance. And that, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to react negatively to it. I'm going to bring awareness to the fact that people who resist to the very idea of homeopathy, when you compare a brilliant comparison with Wi-Fi, it means they're already on their way of accepting homeopathy.
Yeah.
It's just it's something that we haven't quite gotten to that point yet, is to see, not to see, understand with the mind, but perceive with the heart. So, yeah. It's good, even though there is resistance.
Yeah, there is some good news, though. If you're in the UK, there's actually good news around the world, because this year there's been a 15% global increase in the use of homeopathy. But there's a fact that in the UK, 49% of people have tried homeopathy. That's 50% of the population. So we've got, I think it's 70 million now, right, in the UK? That's the population, approximately, give and take. Not bad. Not bad at all. And they're saying that it's going to increase. It's just really going exponentially, you know, especially in recent years. So there's good news. People's hearts are softening.
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, it should be. And we should continue doing so with dignity and bravery and courage. Because what we're doing, whether you practice it, whether you teach it, whether you are a home prescriber for your family and you help your family and friends, that's amazing, because it's energy and it respects the very dynamic of the human being, the idea of illness and disease, the idea of, you know, treating your body with energy, because we are energy.
Absolutely. And we are all connected, like it or not.
Absolutely. We are. And sometimes when we get disconnected, thinking, oh, we come from a judgmental place. And this is something that came about recently, actually. It's about collaboration. But life, as it happens, has this beautiful way of bringing understanding and equanimity in your approach towards health, generally speaking. So it's not just homeopathy, not just allopathy, not just A, B, C, and D. Sometimes it's a matter of combining more than one health discipline out there, because not one method has it all, does it?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yes.
So I'm here today because allopathy saved my life. I wouldn't be here to speak about homeopathy or allopathy. So I have to give thanks and gratitude for the amazing doctors that absolutely come from, yes, a different perspective and philosophy as to homeopathy. But still, nonetheless, they are saving lives and they're doing their jobs according to how they've been educated. And I believe that by us, first of all, it's an inner work, it's an internal work, individual responsibility. By the time we've gotten to accept everything that needs to be accepted about ourselves, and I'm not talking about cherry picking the most amazing aspects of ourselves, the most beautiful that, you know, you can push yourself out there in the world. I'm talking also about accepting the less so aspects about ourselves, the blind spots that we need to work and sit with. So if we reach to that stage where we're comfortable with everything that we are in that moment, and we come from a place of complete acceptance of who we are, automatically we would become better practitioners, better human beings, less judgmental, so we're more inclusive of everything. Regardless whether you come from an allopathic background and you look at homeopathy, or you come from both allopathic and homeopathic, and you're an MD in homeopathy, and you look at other perspectives, other health disciplines out there from a different perspective, a judgmental one. Well, it doesn't matter whether you come from a homeopathic solely background and you look at other disciplines. If you come to respect each and one of their contribution and accept them and validate them, and just, I don't know, yeah, validate them, accept them, as honor them, I believe we would have a much better place, because variety is richness. Variety, we need variety. Now, I'm sure you'll agree with me, homeopathy sometimes, it's an amazing approach to addressing health concerns, but sometimes we need to involve naturopathy as well, or nutritionism, because there is something that there's perhaps a gap that we need to address in someone's lifestyle, and homeopathy can do so much. Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a maintaining cause. There can be a maintaining cause that has nothing to do with, you know, applying homeopathy. You can prescribe as many remedies as you want, but the patient will come back to you and say, how are you feeling? Okay, let's see why. So I think we owe it to ourselves as homeopaths to look into other perspectives as well when considering whether someone is making progress or not. And allopathy might be just it, part of the picture. Temporarily so. So inclusiveness, I think, on both sides, instead of being at each other, instead of judging each other, oh, you do this, we don't do that. Oh, you've done that, and because of that, look what I had to deal with, and, you know, clean up after yourself, or, you know, something along the lines, and said, okay, I see you. I accept what you're trying to do, but please see me as well, because I'm here as well. So inclusiveness. Unity.
I love that about you, what you've just said. That's why I've been very, very quiet. It takes a lot to shut me up, trust me. But it's very, very true. So it's been an absolute joy where we are at the end of this episode. Your zeal is magnetic. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. We've discussed so many very pertinent things and very real things, and I love that. I love the realness of it. So it's been an absolute joy and honor to have you on, and thank you so very much.
Oh, Dick, you honor me. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure being here, and thank you so much for inviting me.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @like_treatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk. and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet, or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.